A retiree and former Rotarian will spend 5 years in jail after he sliced open his then-wife's throat just 55 days after they were married. Brian Jean Room, 69, appeared in Penticton Provincial Court on October 20 to hear the judge's decision on his fate after previously entering a guilty plea to aggravated assault earlier in 2025. Defense for Room was seeking to have him serve a conditional sentence, which would have been served in the community, followed by 3 years of probation, while the Crown wanted 5 years in prison. In coming to her decision, Judge Monica McParland cited the extensive submissions she reviewed, including the agreed statement of facts, medical report, photographs, pre-sentencing report, forensic psychiatric report, multiple character reference letters, letters from Fraser Health on Room's counseling sessions, and more. The couple had met in 2023, and the court heard their relationship was tumultuous, exacerbated when they had consumed alcohol, and that prior to the incident in Karamias, Room had admitted in court to getting violent during a trip the couple took to Seattle. On the day of the incident, March 28, 2024, Room and his wife had gotten into an argument, at which point his wife informed him she wanted a divorce. She moved her things into a guest bedroom with Room's assistance. That evening, Room texted his two daughters a preemptive apology, telling them the location of his will, before getting his knife and going after his wife. He approached her from behind and slit her throat in a single strike, before then turning the blade himself. His wife, who initially hadn't realized she had been attacked, attempted to get the knife away from him and urged him to stop, before Room eventually fell to the ground. Room's wife said she felt a sudden need to urgently go to the bathroom, but after making it there felt dizzy and instead went to the bedroom, where she drifted in and out of consciousness until police arrived to perform a check in response to Room's text. Judge McParland said despite sustaining an 8-inch subcutaneous wound to the neck, the injury was not considered life-threatening. The medical report indicated that although the knife permeated multiple layers of muscle, and although the deeper layers of her throat were exposed, no major blood vessels were damaged in the attack. Consequently, doctors were able to suture the wound closed, said McParland. Room had initially been charged with attempted murder alongside the aggravated assault charge, although the attempted murder charge was stayed with his guilty plea. Judge McParland noted that the abuse of an intimate partner, abuse of the provision of trust, and the significant impact of an offense were all statutorily aggravating factors in the case. Although I always consider rehabilitation, especially for someone who comes before the court without a criminal record, in this case I must place particular emphasis on denunciation and general deterrence, said McParland. The judge continued to note the importance of denouncing intimate partner violence as established by Supreme Court of Canada and Court of Appeal decisions. Room's now former wife did not attend the sentence hearing, but did provide a victim impact statement and additional information for the Crown. She described the physical injuries she received and the resulting 4-inch scar across her throat as a daily reminder of the attack, McParland said, citing the victim impact statement. She said she is reminded of the assault regularly when people ask her how she received the scar. In addition, as a result of Room's assault, his ex-wife continues to suffer panic attacks, flashbacks and nightmares, and despite the fact that she now lives with 2 guard dogs, a security system and an established safety plan with her family, her anxiety and hypervigilance has prevented her from returning to work. McParland noted that over 20 character reference letters had been submitted on Room's behalf, many from members of the community highlighting his work in the community and volunteerism. Despite that, and his lack of a previous criminal record, McParland sided with the Crown for the sentence. Although there was not a great deal of lengthy pre-planning, it is clear from the text message and the admission that it was an intentional and purposeful act, said McParland. Mr. Room knew exactly what he was doing and knew he was risking her life when he committed this heinous assault. He believed he had caused her grievous harm and began to stab himself trying to take his own life. It is simply fortunate the wound was not deeper or the consequences could have been far worse. Room was also sued in civil court by his ex-wife over the incident.